especially if you're coming into it on what you can. Meaning, like with name, image, and likeness, try to buy your domain, own that URL, create your own website, create your own logo. Don't wait for the universities to
Welcome
do it for you.
To the On the Ball Podcast. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, ballers? And welcome to another episode of the Beyond the Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And you all know that we find some of the most interesting people, but at the same time, we find people that aren't talkers. We find people that are doers here on the Beyond the Ball Podcast. So, you know, just before we bring out today's guest, man, I'm really just excited about, you know, this time as we're just in a time of new innovative ideas, a time of new ways of doing things. And as we all know, the focus of this show, if this is your first time listening, the focus of this show is to focus on stories, strategies, and successes to ultimately help student athletes succeed beyond their degrees. So today, without further ado, I want to go ahead and introduce this gentleman who's today's guest. He's not only just an entrepreneur, and we know in order to be an entrepreneur, you have to be a very special and gifted individual to go ahead and put in that work. So he's an entrepreneur. He's a NBPA and FIBA certified sports agent. And also he is the man of the Renaissance Sports Group. I want to go ahead and welcome in Mr. Anthony Johnson. Anthony, how are you doing, my friend? How are you doing, my man? Welcome to the Beyond the Ball Podcast.
Thanks for having me, man. I love the intro. Making me sound good and important.
Yeah, man. You know it's necessary, man. It's just so necessary. And I think one of the things that's really important is just as, you know, sometimes, and I know just looking at your bio and just in us talking, like, I mean, you're pretty accomplished. And I know sometimes when we've put in work, and just like I know you're an entrepreneur, and we're going to dive into that in just a little bit. But sometimes you get so focused in doing the work and so focused in helping people that, you know, sometimes you don't even take the time to look up and see all the work that you've done. So I want to just take that time and take that second, man, to go ahead and give you those flowers and welcome you in. So, man, how you feeling today?
Appreciate that, King. I'm feeling great, man. I'm excited. New years, new goals, new opportunities on the horizon.
Yeah, man. Definitely. So I know we're chopping it up and we're just chatting because I know, you know, me and you cross paths in these clubhouse streets, man. So, you know, you being out there from D.C. and you being like a ultimate connector, man, Anthony, I want you just to bring us in, man, and just hit on a little bit of like a short synopsis of yourself, because I know I didn't cover everything. But man, if you don't mind just hitting on a short synopsis of something that I might miss when I introduce you.
Well, one, shout out to the Washingtonians, but I am Baltimore proud. I'm not from D.C. They're down the road. We're friends or distant cousins, I guess you could say. But I'm a proud Baltimorean. And I say that on my heart. Just because I feel like our city needs a lot of positivity. So I try to be a light in the city and just try to be an example of people that can make it beyond the world of sports. Well, being a professional, beyond dribbling a basketball, being the athlete, and kind of try to just be that example for people coming up in the city. So I wasn't trying to correct you, but also it's bigger than me. It's a Baltimore thing too.
Hey, man, much respect. I'm all for paying homage and, you know, understanding that, you know, we everybody is able to be successful based on, you know, the shoulders of the individuals that came before us and, you know, the people who inspired us. So I'm curious, like who inspired you to do the work that you're doing and even get in this space?
That is a complicated question. So one man for me, just being an agent, right? I was a former athlete. I played sports, but I realized earlier I kind of got light into the politics of the industry, and I knew I wasn't going to go pro being an athlete. So I knew at an earlier age that I wanted to be pro in the business of sports in another capacity. So I just earlier kind of stumbled across the agent field and what it looked like. So since high school, I knew I wanted to be a sports agent. Now, I think as I became more informed of the industry, I became more driven to pursue that career path. Meaning, once I went to college, Maryland, I went to University of Maryland, by the way, for my undergraduate, Morgan State for my MBA. But when I went to University of Maryland, they didn't even have a sports management program. And they had a program called Individual Studies, and it required me to, first, in order to be in this program, you had to get approved by like the faculty and staff advisors. You had to present a proposal, find a faculty advisor, do a whole bunch of extra stuff that the typical student didn't have to do. So I had to do all of this just to become a sports management major. So earlier on, that made me more serious about my academic pursuits in that career path, right? Now, in doing that and pursuing that degree through the individual studies program, they also required you to do a senior thesis. My thesis was on the disparities of African Americans in the sports industry and managerial roles. So then I already was interested in a career path. Then the program kind of made me focus. And then once I started to do the research and understand the disparities in the industry, it created a different type of drive in me to be like, yo, we're dominating these sports. We're dominating these industries. Why aren't we in these managerial roles, these agent roles, these owner roles? And that, for me, being very much intentional about empowering our people and being in spaces that we should be in, especially ones that we dominate, that lit a greater fire in me outside of me just wanting to be an agent because I thought sports was cool and I wanted to make money doing it. So that, and then again, the more I started to look at the layers, the more barriers of entry that was kind of created for people of color in these spaces, it just kept lighting that fire, and that fire was just getting bigger and bigger. And I was like, for me, I need to not only be an agent, but create a movement with my agency as well.
Wow. Man. Okay, so understanding that and you being an entrepreneur, where did that play a role in this journey and, you know, up in your story to like where you are now? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Great. So I think entrepreneurship, we all have a little bit of entrepreneurship in us, but it's just a matter of just like, are we willing to kind of go through and follow through that process? So the role it played for me, I always knew I wanted to be an agent, but I also was an entrepreneur at heart, from selling candies in middle school to so on. So I always had that entrepreneurial spirit and that kind of like that hustling mentality. So I seen opportunities, and some of them I felt like that they were profitable or potentially scalable. I rocked with them. Most of my businesses were just simply providing solutions to problems that I recognized, and I seen that they could kind of be built out. So I created a nonprofit. I seen an issue with men not necessarily networking and kind of building in my city and the surrounding areas. So I seen it wasn't something that's targeting my millennial demographic. So I created something. I had an issue with some things around accessories as far as men making lapel flowers and boutonnieres and brooches. And I didn't like that my suits, when I had lapel pins, I used to put holes in my garment. So I created an alternative to that with magnets. And that's just how I felt like most businesses are created by somebody saying, I wish I had this, and someone actually creating a solution of what that this could be. And that's kind of how my business is manifested. Now, I think it transitions very much into being an agent, because in this day and age, with the modern athlete, a lot of them are brands as well as just individuals. And I think in order to build a brand, you have to know the inner workings of a brand. Or they're naturally entrepreneurs themselves. Athletes are more likely to be risk takers. And a lot of times you have people giving them insights on how they can matriculate through their career or be a risk taker. And they've only learned it from reading a book, not necessarily doing it themselves. And I was fortunate enough to have had some success. You know, I'm not going to say I had millions of dollar companies, but my accessory business was in multiple stores throughout the East Coast. And I've had some success in doing it. So I can at least speak to it from some experience.
Yeah, man, I think you really hit on something major. And I mean, I don't want to minimize it, nor do I want to brush past it. But you just said you found the problems and then you just created the solution for it. Because, I mean, I have some suit jackets in the closet now, and these are nice suit jackets, nice sports coats. And they got the little holes in them, because every time right before I did it, I would just bite the bullet. And I'm like, oh, well, I mean, I'm gonna have to do it anyway. And then just poke it through. But I mean, I wish I knew. I wish I knew you had this going before.
Magnet pals, man. I got to get you some magnet pals. That's what we call it. So magnetic lapel flowers. That get you some Magna Pels, man. Get you right.
Yeah, man. I mean,
your suits is what we used to say.
Man, yeah, man. Man, shout out to Magna Pels for sponsoring this episode, man. Because I'm gonna have to go buy me some, man. I'm gonna have to get right, man. Because I saw, I mean, you got Ray Lewis wearing your stuff, and you know you got some other amazing just like celebrities just rocking the Magna Pels. So, I mean, hey, when you solve problems, then I mean a lot of other people are out here looking for the same solutions.
So yeah, it also gave me insight because I had brand ambassadors and stuff like that. So kind of gave me some earlier insights into like how if you maybe are going to deal with your client and brands want everybody to be influencers now. So I can understand like potentially what that agreement looks like or what would be the dynamics or what type of relationship I know that I would have wanted from a brand. So when my brands would be engaging my clients or future clients, I can kind of think that on both sides of the spectrum now.
Man. You're definitely a Renaissance man. You're definitely very diverse.
Like the name, the name is fitting, man. I try to the Renaissance man is I like it not only so to provide context for those of you who don't know, our agency is called Renaissance Sports Group, right? And part of that name is intentional. I think it represents who I am, but also represents the type of clients that we're trying to work with. And the simple aspect of you'll hear people say more than an athlete, right? And essentially we're trying to create Renaissance athletes who are very well versed in a lot of different skill sets and specializations. So I'm intentional about who we're interviewing, who we're engaging, but not only creating a Renaissance athlete, fostering a Renaissance movement for other athletes in this space. Because when we think Renaissance, particularly when it comes to Black people, we're thinking like Harlem Renaissance and Black excellence and all this other stuff. And I want you to think that same thing about our sports Renaissance, you know. So,
man. So was that the initial focus when you? Because I know you hit on it a little bit earlier when you were talking about, you know, creating a movement and ultimately just putting things in place for that to, I guess, get legs and get feet. Like, was that the initial focus or was that part of the focus? Because just like you were talking about, like with the Harlem Renaissance and different things like that, or was that something that just came about just, you know, as you were just going through and as you were just building?
Well, the name initially tied into creating the movement.
Mm-hmm.
So so again, being an agent for me was bigger than just shining the clients. It was about really legacy building, not just for me, but also for our people. I think people really don't understand the impact that agents could have on athletes. At the end of the day, the agents work for the athletes, but at the same time, the athletes are big drivers, influencers of our communities, as well as for us other communities, cash cows, right? A lot of other communities are profiting off of our Black dollars. And when the dollars leave our communities, we know it does never return. So that having those agents who are essentially driving or suggesting or guiding some of that money, guiding some of that cash flow, being intentional about, you know, patronizing our own businesses, whether it be a tailor, a realtor, accountant to the local community organization, a fundraiser that you want to give to, that can create a cycle and really create some communal change that I think a lot of times people undervalue the potential impact of an agent, a manager, or the team that's associated with those athletes. And that creates a Renaissance type of movement.
Man, that's powerful. Man, that's really powerful. So just staying just consistent as we're talking about just, you know, this one facet of you just in regard to being a sports agent. Anthony, what's one of the misconceptions that people have of sports agents? Because, I mean, typically when I hear people talk about sports agents, I mean, the majority of the times, I hear the bad things. But it's very few times that you hear the good things. So like can you just unpack that? You don't necessarily have to give a misconception, but I mean, but you can just talk about what people are like not seeing. Because I know that, you know, just in this industry, that there are probably, it's probably 20-1, if not more, good versus bad, but the bad is always, you know, highlighted and illuminated.
Yeah, and I think even when it comes to people of color, it's already highlighted and illuminated, but it's think of it times two or three when it comes to us. And I think I would say the biggest thing is I feel like they feel like every agent does not have your child's best intentions at heart. And I just think that is something that I think is hard to kind of fight through, especially when a lot of times you're coming in with preconceived notions about who you are as an agent. And particularly, as I said, sometimes even internally, we have those issues or struggles that we're battling as Black people, right? We feel like they're trying to hustle you, you're trying to take advantage of you, or whatever the case may be. And some of it is not like unvalidated, and you get what I'm saying? But I think sometimes we kind of take bad associations a lot of times internally and generalize them to all, as opposed to looking at the bad as an isolated incident, no different than we would look at the good as an isolated incident. So I say that all that to say, for every bad apple, there are a lot more good, kind of echo the sentiments that you were talking to, Jonathan. And I think it is truth that a lot of agents are have been very transactional as far as how they engage with their clients, right? Mm-hmm. It's meaning they get you to sign a deal and they don't really provide as much value in the back end. But I think a lot of times people never really look at what those agents who were doing that, what did the majority of them look like? Right. And and understanding, are you applying those generalizations to that majority, to the people that are sitting in front of you now? A lot of times we don't do that. So I think they are good agents. I think you just have to figure out what's their intentions, but also just look at the context of the character and who they were even before they became an agent. So for me, like, that's why I say I think my entrepreneurship stuff matters, because I was giving back. I was intentional about empowering our communities, empowering our people, being an entrepreneur before I sat in front of you. And I have a pretty good track record that anybody who's done business with me, for the most part, they ain't going to have but nothing bad to say in that vein. So I think that's what we really need to look at, put the stereotypes to the side, look at the character integrity of those individuals, especially when it comes to the Black agents, and be intentional about not necessarily giving us anything, but at least offering opportunities and allowing us to prove our value.
Yeah. So I want to stir the pot, but I have to ask you.
Stir it up.
well, I mean, but why in business do you feel that, as you know, as people who are Black and brown, why are we more critical of our own versus people who don't look like us? And why do you think that is?
This might just be like tough love. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how we feel like we can be tougher on each other than we can be other people, than other entities. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you're going to tell a real to your cousin before you might tell it to the public, someone you don't know, because your cousin, you feel like you can connect to them. And we feel like everybody's each other's cousin because we all at this one big cookout, right? But we don't really sometimes understand, like, how that mindset impacts the circulation of dollars in our community. And it's cool to be tough, and it's cool to be honest, it's cool to be transparent, but also understand the bigger picture, as far as which is empowering our communities. So it's just a little tough love, and as well as some infrastructure that's been obviously put in place to kind of make us kind of despise or dislike or compete with each other consistently, too.
Fair enough, man. That's a good way of answering that question, Anthony. That's a good way of answering that. I never even thought about it like that. But yeah, man. I mean, I certainly hear where you're coming from, and I definitely appreciate your thoughts there. So man, Anthony, after all that you've done, I mean, I know you've been in this industry for 10 years. You know, you 10 years. You've been, you know, getting after it, having entrepreneurship efforts. You were awarded the Black Enterprise Modern Man of the Year in 2018. You know, you're a top 35 millennial influencer, and I mean, you received a host of other awards. So, man, what's next, Anthony?
The movement, man. The goal is, so I've been in the industry for 10-15 years, sports marketing, social media. But it's a lot of things on the horizon, particularly when it comes to student athletes with name, image, and likeness, really figuring out what that looks like, the lay of that land. But secondly, I've only been an agent for 2 years. Just recently got certified, not long ago, to represent players abroad overseas as well. So just trying to expound upon that. I have two clients for brands, two clients who are athletes, trying to get some more clients as well as NBA clients to kind of just extend the Renaissance brand, extend the Renaissance reach, just really change the culture and what an athlete looks like, foster more Renaissance athletes. So it's a lot of things we're trying to do. And I guess to summarize all of what I'm saying is to really create that movement in the basketball world and the sports world, and try to forecast what name, image, and likeness is going to be, and try to put my foot in the water as far as the esports space a little bit. I'm trying to learn a little bit more about that, but I'm just right now just trying to be a sponge and make the right relationships.
Yeah, man. Wow. You hit on something with that esport. We're gonna have to get on that on another episode, man. I've seen, you know, over the past few years, I would hear about like certain people investing in esports over here and then over there. And then now we look up and I mean, the industry just has exploded. And these young men and young women are getting these sponsorship deals and they're getting it more dollars than some of these people that have been in, you know, some other physical sports. To where, you know, you're exerting all this other kind of energy, but you know, I don't want to go down there, man. But I definitely appreciate you taking the time, Anthony, to hop on today on Beyond the Ball. And I want to almost get ready to let you go, but before I do, I told you before I got to run you through the 2-minute drill.
Let's have some fun. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the 2-minute drill, for those out there, this might be your first time listening. The 2-minute drill is where I ask Anthony just about a handful of questions. You know, we're gonna just get to see a different side, different angle of him. And then from there, we know we wrap it up. We put a bow on it. We tie our shoes and then we call it a day. So, Anthony, are you ready?
I think I am.
All right. Oh man, here we go. Favorite food?
Pizza.
What kind of pizza?
Chicken, jalapeno peppers, something sweet, maybe like some hot honey, a barbecue sauce, something on there.
Yeah, you was gonna shortchange me just with the pizza. That's a good recipe right there, man. What's the last book you read?
Athletes or Brands Too. Jeremy Darlow.
Yeah, shout out to Jeremy Darlow. what's your favorite podcast?
Earn Your Leisure.
That is a good one. That is a really good one. Man, that's a really good one. Okay. The most underrated cereal?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay.
It can be a cereal. You can do a little bit of everything with Honey Nut. And it's a healthier alternative. Never goes
that's
out
true.
Of style.
That's true.
Never goes out of style. It's classic.
That's true. I mean, regular Cheerios.
It's like classic. You know, never goes out.
Yeah. G-Nights, as my cousin calls them. And then the last question I want to ask you is, I got two more. Okay, so what's your Netflix go-to show of preference?
Netflix go-to show. Right now I'm watching Power, but Power, that's not on Netflix. Hold on, let me think about that one. Netflix, I feel like be late. You know what I'm saying? Netflix is like a season behind a lot of times. So it's kind of tough. But if you're just thinking of a show, I'm on Power real heavy.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm like, I don't even know if that's on there. Is Billions on Netflix?
Billions is Showtime. So okay. You just letting us know that you got that good. You letting us know you got that good cable, that fire stick.
Bobby Axelrod is my guy, man. I like him.
Oh, man.
He's a shark.
Oh, golly. That's too funny. And then the last question, you can feel free to take your time on this one. But what's one tip that you want to give to a student athlete? One tip.
Dude, that's a great question. One, I would say, especially if you're coming into it, own what you can. Meaning, like with name, image, and likeness, try to buy your domain, own that URL, create your own website, create your own logo. Don't wait for the universities to do it for you. I would say that would be my piece of advice. Own what you can now. Don't depend on the universities.
Ooh, Anthony, you just dropped the gem. You just, man, you just dropped the gem. Oh my goodness. Wow. You killed the game with that one right there. Real talk. Man.
Name, image, likeness about to get scary, man. Own what you can.
Man, wow. You
can't. Like you want to speak on that one. Like you want to speak on that one, man.
Man, nah, I'm just blown away how good that is. Like, I mean, that like that's pure, because I mean, you've seen the article about like when they show potential projections for like if you're a Division One, like Power Five type school, and then mm-hmm. go across the swipe, and then you see the individual of their whatever they potentially could make on the other end, like if you're not major D1, like junior college or D3, stuff like that. But what you just said with them buying the domain and getting the URL, oh my goodness. Anthony, I don't want to touch it, man. You killed it. I don't want to touch it, man. You went in. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that alone. But the last thing I want to ask you is just a little bonus. Who is the next guest that you would like to see me interview on Beyond the Ball?
I'm gonna go to Clubhouse, because you know the Clubhouse is really where you can find everybody, man. I have so many, like really just in full transparency. But I would say my partner, her name's Chris, the Black Techie. Chris is awesome. She really taps into like SMS marketing, working with some pro athletes on how they could really leverage their influence. She's also a Baltimore native. She's working with some NFL guys, pro guys, doing some great work. I think Chris would be a really good person to talk about how athletes can leverage their, you know, their brands beyond the ball, and SMS is more aligned with the future, even more than email. So I think she would be dope.
Wow. Yeah, man, you're going to come and blow the spot up like that. That's what you're going to do. Man, Anthony, I definitely appreciate you, man, taking the time to stop through, man. Just please go ahead and let people know where they can find you. As I have your stuff, I have your, you know, I have your social link scrolling, but just say it for the people who might be, you know, who might be listening through the audio.
Okay, definitely, man. Let's lock in. Let's stay socially connected. My Instagram is entrepreneur. It's just like the word entrepreneur, but the first letter is an A. My Twitter is entrepreneur3. But also follow us in Renaissance Sports Group. So it's just REN Sports Group on Instagram, Twitter, and it's Renaissance Sports Group on Facebook, but REN Sports Group. So let's tap in, lock in. Send me some clients if you have them. Leave it at that.
Most definitely, man. Well, Anthony, I definitely appreciate you, man, stopping by the show, blowing up the show, man. Oh man,
I appreciate you for having me, for sure, man. I really enjoyed the conversation. We could do this another time whenever you want to lock in again, man.
Yeah, man, for sure. I can't wait to get the opportunity to be able to do these live, man. I'm looking back to getting to do these live, man. That'd be dope to, you know, do like at a sports con or something like that whenever yeah. that time comes. But
yeah, we're gonna manifest it. It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Pretty soon we're gonna need an agent too.
Yeah. Hey, man.
There you go.
Yo, let's get it. Let's get it, man. But thank you once again. And all the ballers out there, man, who are listening, who are tapped in, y'all be sure to connect with Anthony. Be sure to follow him on the social platforms, because, man, just the things I hear him talking about and just the way that he connects people. I know he's up to doing some amazing things, and he's really about what he says in regards to creating a movement. So follow him, and then be sure to tap in and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. And leave a helpful rate and review, because I know there's a lot of people out there who are wanting to get in the space and wanting to either become a sports agent or wanting to get just in the industry of athletics and sports. So y'all be sure to follow Anthony, shoot him a DM, let him know if what he shared really impacted you. But until next time, ballers, this is Jonathan Jones signing out on Beyond the Ball, where we help you succeed beyond your degree.